what happened in the Acorn offices itself was not just a hoax, but the entire way that these videos were sold to the public was a hoax. And it was a hoax that Andrew Breitbart, you know, made millions on. In fact, these Acorn videos were released on the first day that he opened up his new website at the time, Big Government.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of money was paid, and what a lot of people don't know, especially since Andrew Breitbart died a little over a year ago and people sort of stopped paying attention a little bit to this story, was the fact that we learned through the course of this trial that had been going on in San Diego since Juan Carlos Vera filed suit against James O'Keefe and Hannah Giles. What we learned during the course of that suit was that Andrew Breitbart paid these guys $120,000 for these videos. And more damningly, Breitbart knew about what they were doing before they did it out here in California, where it is illegal to videotape, to secretly videotape people without their knowledge.
And that would make him a co-conspirator.
You bet it would.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to find out from the attorney of Juan Carlos Vera if they have any interest in bringing a suit against Breitbart now that he's dead, but he still has, you know, Breitbart.com is still up there making up fake stories and making a lot of money. So I'd like to find that out. But also, he would have been liable for criminal prosecution under California Penal Code 632, which the California Invasion of Privacy Act that both O'Keefe and Giles were given criminal immunity from in exchange for the raw videotapes that they turned over to the California Attorney General, who subsequently found there was no criminality seen on them by any Acorn worker. The only criminality seen on those videotapes was by James O'Keefe and Hannah Giles themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Breitbart didn't get that immunity from the California Attorney General, and had he been alive, I suspect, he could have been brought up on criminal charges at this point.